host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to this week's episode of Alchemy. Super excited. I've got two great guests on the show, David Tran, co-founder at Fairchild, and James Zahodny, also co-founder at Fairchild. Guys, really fun having you on the show, and I always love having multiple guests, so it's a little party.
Yeah, how you doing, brother?
Doing well. For everybody who's listening in now, if you haven't heard of Fairchild, you haven't been to some of their events, you're definitely missing out, but they throw some pretty amazing, best-in-class, you know, cannabis events all over the country. Incredible, you know, planning and production and just really cutting edge marketing that they do. And, you know, guys, my team has been to a bunch of your events and they've always raved about it. So I'm excited to have you guys on the show just because you're doing such great stuff out there. But, you know, from a background perspective, you guys were both on the founding and leadership team at Dope Magazine. You know, obviously your experience over there was that kind of the precipice of, you know, what started Fairchild?
Yeah. You know, me and James have, you know, known each other for 20 years. And, you know, we started out actually as two bartenders you know, quickly moved our way into the hospitality industry. And, you know, he started a magazine called D-List Magazine. And I ended up opening up different bars and nightclubs. So that's really where we started our relationship. And, you know, through that, you know, got to start Dope Magazine together.
That's awesome. So, you know, I first started hearing about you guys probably last year. So Brian Kaplan on my team, he's like, Jeff, man, we got to go to this event, you know, at Hall of Flowers. It's called Above the Clouds and it looks awesome. We should sponsor. And that was kind of the first time that I had heard about you guys. And obviously our team, you know, came to the event and partnered with you guys and they were raving about it. But, you know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, the purpose of these events. Like, obviously, they're all industry focused. You know, talk to us about one, you know, the concept, how you put them on, how you're going to evolve this year, and kind of give the listeners a little bit of a preview and what they could expect if they do come to your events.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we've been in kind of the event world for a long time, you know, going back, as Dave said, to when we worked in the bars and nightclubs. And you know, we've always kind of been part of that world, you know, for the last 20, 25 years. So I think, you know, when we were, developing our next kind of business after Dope Magazine, we wanted to really kind of take, you know, I guess we say our favorite parts of running, you know, a big media company and having, you know, events as part of it. We just kind of, you know, shaved off the part we liked the best, which was the event side. And, you know, just building all the experience over the years with Dope, doing, you know, Dope Cups and Dope Industry Awards and, you know, Buttender Appreciation Days and Golden Ticket Parties and all the different events we did with Dope, you know, we said, you know, the industry needs these events, you know, so we wanted to keep that going. And Fairchild kind of was born with the sense of, you know, really honing in on events, you know, as a whole and making it better for the industry through different aspects, which one aspect was just the regulatory and sort of the kind of, you know, the more boring aspects, which are, you know, how do you sell tickets? How do you make sure things are compliant? You know, how do you do all those parts, which are the parts that we mastered over those years with Dope Magazine, you know, because we spent so much time going through the trials and tribulations of learning how to do consumption at events and doing all those things. And every state is different too, right? So you're dealing with that also simultaneously. So we developed Fairchild, and we first thing we did was we built a platform to be able to use as a ticket purchasing hub and also as a marketing tool for event producers, because a lot of the times as an event producer within cannabis, you're limited as well on how you can market, because traditional platforms like Google and Facebook and stuff, you know, really limit what you can do when you have the word cannabis involved. So Fairchild was built as, you know, first and foremost, a tech platform using the ticketing kind of registration model. And then, of course, we also produce events as well, because that's what, you know, that's in our blood, right? So we continued to have that as part of our business strategy as well. So building the brand, we think, was important through producing the events that we do. And then, of course, the tech platform is supporting the industry and supporting event producers out there who need you know, that kind of infrastructure to be able to put on events that are compliant and regulatorily, you know, sound. So overall, you know, we just took a lot of our skills, and I think it shows now, because when we throw parties, you know, the devil's in the details, as they always say. We want it to be, you know, not just fun and exciting and, you know, sensory overload and all the things that we're known for, but also showing up knowing that, you know, hey, this isn't going to get shut down, or, you know, like we're the venue's not going to, you know, like turn the lights on because everyone's smoking, you know. So we check all those boxes. And I think that's where people learn and gain trust in our events, is that, you know, it's not just going to be an amazing party, but it's also just going to be, you know, kind of setting the, you know, I guess the tone for how cannabis events should be produced. And I think that's kind of our ultimate goal.
That makes a lot of sense. What we're dealing with right now with, you know, COVID and these variants and whatnot, you know, for you guys, obviously doing these events, I'm sure it has impacted you guys in a big way. How have you guys looked at it, at least from, you know, Q4 of last year, with people kind of falling out? Like, look at what happened this year with CES, right? Like, obviously everyone, all the big agencies, all the big media companies, all the big brands, they go to CES. And this year it was just like, everything collapsed like a deck of cards. You know, does that scare you guys? You know, it seems like your event in December was a massive success in Palm Springs, but obviously that was right before Omicron took over. But like, talk to me about like real situational like thoughts right now as you guys are thinking about this. And you know, you guys have put a lot of time and effort and money into producing these best in class events. Like, how do you guys avoid this whole crazy shit with COVID?
Well, I think, you know, our origin started literally, we started the company in 2019, you know, around March of 19. And we basically, you know, had about an 8-month run, and then, you know, COVID shut everything down. So, I mean, for us, what was most important during that time was using our time wisely and building out the platform, because that was something we could do. We did virtual events as well. Of course, we did some fundraisers and charity things, you know, just kind of kept the brand out there and kept momentum moving forward. But I think ultimately was, you know, we always want to produce events that are safe and compliant, like I already mentioned. But I think with COVID, you really got to take it a step further, right? Because cannabis is a natural sharing, touching, you know, gathering sort of, you know, world. So we had to obviously think about that. So when we started planning MJ Biz event last year, we started in, I think it was like February or March of last year planning. And the first thing we wanted to do was, how can we make people feel comfortable, yeah, right? So we flip-flopped the entire event to make it primarily all outdoors. Mm-hmm. And that was like a big change for us, because the year before, you know, it was primarily all indoors. And that, you know, obviously adds a lot of logistical challenges, you know, running power and all that kind of stuff, right? You know, setting up in a parking lot is a lot different than setting up inside of a, you know, kind of prefabricated event venue. So, you know, that was important to us. We partnered up with companies like Moose Labs, who provided, you know, mouthpieces for everybody. So everyone who came to the party got a free mouthpiece to use, so they didn't have to, you know, put their lips on anything that anyone else did if they're partaking that way. And then, of course, you know, simple things like, you know, having plenty of sanitization stations, having free masks available to everyone who came to the party. And I think ultimately at the end of the day, you know, we are here to follow the rules that are put forth by the CDC and the states, and follow those regulations. We're not here to tell people how to live their lives or what choices they should make. But if we are allowed to produce events, we will do it within the scope of what the state allows us to. And, you know, we feel like that is the most responsible thing to do right now. So we also just recently added a new feature on our platform, which allows event producers to ask if, you know, if people have a vaccination card, if they would like to share the proof of vaccination directly with us before the event, because states like California, for instance, a lot of the venues will require you to have that ahead of time, not do it at the door, which causes a massive, you know, kind of registration bottleneck. Yeah. So little things like that, I think we're always trying to make concessions to make sure, you know, like I said, how can we make this easier for our event producers to you know, produce events on behalf and also do it safe and compliantly?
Totally. Well, I mean, I think, you know, MJ Biz, we did obviously a massive, massive event at Tao, and, you know, we had Diplo spinning. I think we had like 1500 people inside. Basically was like, oh man, I'm gonna come home with COVID. There's no way around it. But surprisingly, I did not, which I thought was a freaking miracle. But yeah, I think it's on my mind all the time, because, you know, we're out there from a commercial perspective, you know, doing events, meeting with clients. You know, I host a dinner series called The Digital Fork, which is, you know, basically like 15 executives from various companies in a private room eating together. And so I had to put that on hold, you know, for a while, and just recently started them again. But I'm like, fuck, this Omicron variant now. You know, and it's just like, there is no way around it for any company, right? Like, no matter what you do and how you conduct business, like this is just something that we've never had to deal with before. But I think we're getting more comfortable, right? With like, okay, everyone's going to be as cautious as possible. And if you don't feel well, don't go, right? Hence why there's no test kits anywhere, because everybody's testing, right? Now, you guys are also foodies, I hear.
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, being in the hospitality industry for a long time is like, you know, you really jump into, you know, the culture of that. So food has always been a part of that for us. And, you know, again, you know, one of the big subjects for us every time we get together is where we go and eat around here. And, you know, obviously not all the restaurants are open right now. And, you know, the interesting part is that, you know, we wanted to incorporate food into our events. So actually one of the first 420 events, we created a event called It's Lit.
Cool.
And if you can imagine, it's about 5-6 stations with 5-6 very prominent chefs in the city, and really created this, you know, intersection between cannabis and food. And, you know, we feel like, you know, that, you know, bringing those two different items together is how we bring in kind of like the commercial side and, you know, everybody else, because who doesn't love food? Mm-hmm. And, you know, real talk is, you know, cannabis people, you know, love food too. So, you know, just incorporating those things, you know, into our events, you know, become important. And, you know, we're pretty lucky. We're going to throw another event in LA, and, you know, it's going to be a kind of Hispanic themed event. And so being able to bring in different elements of food to an event, you know, like cannabis, it brings people together. So
awesome.
Always happy to incorporate that.
Yeah. So let's just talk about, you know, future events. So what do you guys have coming up? What are you most excited about, you know, going into 2022?
Yeah. And 2022 is all about collaborations. You know, as things get a little bit looser with COVID, you know, we're starting to plan, and really it's about collaborations. You know, we find that a lot of different companies, bigger companies, bigger media companies, while they're good at doing what they do, you know, throwing different events and producing events is oftentimes distracting, and it takes a lot of resources. So, you know, the trust, you know, and the relationship that we built with them over the years through Dope Magazine, it's a real easy partnership to be able to come in and help them produce those events. And, you know, really the key to our events too is our network. You know, a party is, and an event is only as good as the people that are in the room. And I think that really is always a highlight, you know, whether you're a sponsor, whether you're, you know, whether you're a person that's coming to the event, what are you getting there? Who are you meeting? And we really focus on the people aspect of these events. And that's what is incredible. So there's certainly business events that we're creating. And there's also the networking events, you know, after these trade shows like CannaCon, mm-hmm. and CWCBE, where people are looking to make that personal connection after they talk about business. And I think that's for us, that's very important for us to curate that list and be able to then have them communicate afterwards so they can share that relationship and build on that. And I think, you know, I could probably, you know, for James is that, you know, it's very fulfilling for us when we make that type of connection where someone comes back to us, says, you know what, I met my future business partner there. Thank you. I met, you know, someone that I'm working with there. Those things are at the very core of why we're doing what we do, is that real connection piece. So, you know, I didn't really answer your question, but we have certainly events built coming up here from Massachusetts to Oklahoma to Michigan to Washington to Oregon, cannabis cups to after parties to, you know, different types of events. And, you know, for us, we're looking at some of the emerging states that are coming up online. And of course, we got to give love to the states that have been around for a long time. So the great part is, you know, we're going to collaborate with the different events and We love the idea that we can work with them to, you know, piggyback and throw something even bigger where both of us can benefit and, you know, sponsors can benefit, our partners can benefit, and, you know, anyone that walks through that door can benefit from it.
Love it. No, that's great. So just, you know, changing gears, you know, slightly, just because you guys have been in the space for so long, you know, I don't know if you had any of your friends or family that are in, like, you know, the non-cannabis world that have reached out to you recently saying, oh, guys, have you heard about this? Like CBD and THC, you know, can stop the spread of COVID. You know, I'm sure you guys have seen some of these articles, but there's a whole team of researchers from the University of Chicago that essentially found that, you know, CBD and THC acid compounds can actually neutralize the virus. And I had two people reach out to me today saying, hey, would you recommend, you know, you have so many, you know, cannabis and CBD companies on your show. Could you recommend a really good product? I'm like, of course, yeah. What do you need it for? Oh, so I don't get COVID. Yeah. I just find it so funny because, like, you know, maybe there's some scientific evidence there, but there's so many people who are like, oh, this is why I haven't gotten COVID because I smoke a lot of weed. What do you guys think about that?
I smoke a lot of weed and I got COVID. So it's totally false.
Yeah.
But, you know, the interesting part is that, you know, this plant, we haven't been able to do the proper research because of the classification for so long.
Right.
You know, the idea of being able to open it up, you know, and while it's not true and while I don't condone anybody, you know, advocating things that aren't scientifically proven, you know, we're slowly getting to the point where universities and people that are credible are doing the research, that are getting funded for that. Because again, who's going on their own, putting their own money to do research that is, you know, not supported like every other research project out there. So I love the idea that, you know, it's opening up the research and we're learning more about this plant every time. You know, it started off with pain relief and now we're learning that it's curing certain things, but that takes time and it takes really the cooperation of the government to be able to really fully realize what this plant can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not in the mode of, you know, sending out false things. I still recommend that, you know, you follow, you know, the protocols that you need to do. But again, I could be the first to tell you, you know, smoking a lot of weed doesn't stop COVID.
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah. It probably did give a little bump into cannabis sales in the last couple of weeks. I'm sure of that. So guys, we're kind of approaching the end of the show, but, you know, I think just as a good way to break, you know, both, you know, David and James, maybe, you know, what are you guys each most excited about, you know, this year coming up?
Well, for me, you know, I mean, probably both of us would say the same thing as far as, you know, just excited that hopefully we're kind of in the, you know, eighth or ninth inning of the COVID thing here. I think it's just something we're going to have to live with and deal with. And I think people are starting to kind of come around to that. So really just kind of seeing the, you know, spring, summer months starting to fill up with different event opportunities. Obviously, that's our biggest, you know, I would say win after 2 years of, you know, kind of, you know, digging in the trenches to try to pull events out of our hat. It's kind of exciting to be able to start getting phone calls again of people, you know, wanting and needing events produced. So definitely, I think that's exciting. And I think just really going into a full year of having our business really rounded out and, you know, ready to hit the ground running. You know, our platform is working really well. A lot of event producers are using it right now, and it's really easy for people to use. You actually don't even have to sell tickets to use the platform. So we want it to become like a general hub for anyone that wants to, you know, post and list their event out there for people to see it. You know, like I said, it doesn't even matter if you sell the tickets or not. You can just use it as a kind of a calendar listing. And just, we want it to become a central hub for the entire industry to be able to go somewhere to say, hey, you know, what are some cannabis related or even psychedelic related events in my area that I could go check out and stuff. So I think Fairchild, our ultimate goal this year is to really drive that home and make Fairchild sort of that one-stop shop for, you know, anything event related within our industry.
Love it. That was James or David. I can't tell from you.
That was James.
That was James. And yeah, I'll piggyback on what James is saying. It's just like, it's going to be fun to be able to, you know, really build this company. And, you know, again, we're technically a startup again. So we're going through the process of, you know, building our product and, you know, raising money and kind of telling that story. And I think it was very difficult over the last 2 years, not being able to fully realize that potential. So we're hoping this year we'll be able to to do that. And, you know, we've always been builders of companies, so it's going to be pretty exciting to, you know, it's exciting, but it's also scary to build new startups like this. But we're just confident that there's a solution that we have that can help this, our community and our industry. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, after being in this industry for this long, that becomes our purpose. And, you know, we're excited to realize that and, you know, again, connect people. I mean, that's just really what it is. You know, the industry is, you know, longs to always be connected. And, you know, there's people that have been around for a long time and people are just getting into it. We really want to wrap our arms around the idea of how do we get those resources and people together so we can continue to build this.
Awesome. Well, listen, guys, it really was awesome having you on the show, and really kudos to you guys in throwing, you know, not just world-class events, but, you know, really great parties that build amazing connections, and can't wait, you know, to join your next big event. And really appreciate you guys coming on the show. So David Tran, James Zahodny, co-founders at Fairchild. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.